Hey there, everybody, and welcome to the Android Central Podcast. It's episode number 83 for Thursday, January 5th, 2012. And it is time for CES. Booyah! I'm excited. Can you tell? Jerry, Mickey, Corey. Hi, everybody. I'm not going to introduce you individually tonight because I'm not going to. Chat room, how are you guys? How's the chat room? We're doing this live on Thursday night. If it's your first time joining us, it's going to be a little crazy. We're getting into the silly season, and I'm starting to get a little silly. So what do you guys want to talk about? I didn't even want to do a podcast tonight because, frankly, I'm way behind on getting ready for CES. And seeing Corey's awesome downtown Seattle background there just depresses me. So, let's talk CES, shall we? We had a little bit of news today. You want to start with that, Jerry?
What's sure.
your big news of the day?
I think the coolest thing is that we finally saw something that actually said Sprint Galaxy Nexus.
You mean you didn't believe me all this time?
Well, I mean, I think everybody knew that if it's going to come, it was going to be, you know, announced individually by each carrier. And I expected it, but I didn't expect to actually see something this soon.
So what happened was CNET accidentally posted an ad live, and I believe they came back on their story and said that they screwed the pooch. And yeah, I'm not sure how their ads work. You know, like if it was us, you know, 99.9% of the time, we don't actually post the ads, right? It's our advertising agency. And I have no idea who CNET uses or if they do it all in-house. They might, well, they might, you know, might be through CBS or whoever. So yeah, Galaxy Nexus on Sprint, it's coming. So the question is when? And to be honest, I am totally going back and forth on this. So the ad was posted on one of their CES pages. That would lead me to believe that, in fact, we'll see an announcement next week, right? Sprint's not doing like a big, at least as far as I know, Sprint is not doing a big CES announcement. They don't have a press conference. Only thing I've got for them, and we did a post on this a long time ago. They said they're doing like a get together, a little, you know, mixer or whatever, after the Intel keynote, which kind of led me to believe that maybe we'll see something from Intel with Sprint. I don't know. But that's it. You know, it's 6 to 8 p.m., so it's kind of a dinner, you know, drinks sort of thing. So it's not like a full-blown press conference. So I don't know. I'm still completely torn on whether they're going to announce it. Part of me thinks it's way early, and we were just talking to Mickey about it. Or Mickey, were we? I was talking to somebody. I was talking to John Fingus from Electronista about it, too. I don't know. Where do you guys stand? Because also today, Sprint gave us their first four cities for LTE that we're not going to see toward the, you know, until the middle of the year. And those were Houston, Dallas, is it San Antonio? Is that the third one in Texas? And Atlanta. So I don't know. I could see them maybe launching it with 3G only.
No, I can't.
No?
That's just a big commercial high. We don't have an LTE network.
Right. True. Okay, so Jerry, where do you stand? Are they going to announce it next week or no?
I don't think so, Phil. I don't think they're going to announce it. I mean, we're not going to see it until June or July minimum. Right. I would hate to think that they would announce it in January, knowing ahead of time that it's going to be 6 months before they can sell it.
Yeah. Mickey, so, you're the network genius around here.
Well, I think this is not going to be an announcement next week. In fact, I think it's while it's going to be the first LTE device from them, I don't see it being, as Jerry says, for a number of months. And other than it being the first LTE device that they have, I could see them just dropping it in a press release and that being it. You know, that being the launch of it. It makes no sense for them. And keep in mind, these four cities that we're talking about, these four markets, these are four of 10. They're going to have 10 markets live by mid-2012. It's just these four that's all they've announced so far. So we'll see some more here soon. So it's not like they're coming out with this, you know, just, you know, basically Texas and, you know, central Georgia. They're going to have a little bit more than that. Kind of like look at what AT&T has right now. That's what they'll initially launch with. Mm-hmm.
So you don't think they'll have it in Bunker Hill, West Virginia, then, Mickey?
I'm gonna go ahead and say that's probably a fair bet there. Yeah.
Damn.
Sorry, dude. Are you gonna get one, Jerry, on Sprint? Jerry's kind of got. I mean, you can't get Verizon because you don't have Verizon where you are. So are you going to go GSM or are you going to do Sprint?
I'm going to wait and see what AT&T and T-Mobile have to show me. If they don't say something soon, I'm just going to buy an unlocked one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got one for you, Jerry, if you want one.
Uh-oh, see? Now, get me all tempted.
No, 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 hang on. Let's talk about Mickey for a second.
Oh, no, no, no. This is not going to go well.
So Mickey's already bought one Galaxy Nexus. And sold. Is Corey drinking champagne again?
Yeah.
Is Corey drinking?
Hell, yes.
Corey?
I can't time
send
it right.
To Seattle to take care of things because this is getting ridiculous. Do you even have a glass in that condo there? You don't. Are you one of those bachelors that has like one glass and one bowl and one fork? I've known people like that.
Yeah, pretty much. Paper plates. I just use paper bowls and paper plates.
Okay. Mickey, you're not getting off that easy. So Mickey bought the Galaxy Nexus already and sold it to Crackberry Kevin, right?
I did.
Because what was your reasoning? It was just too big.
It was too big, and honestly, it just didn't seem to fit in with how I was using devices. I was having I talked about it on the podcast like 3 weeks ago. It was just hard for me to use one handed, and I wasn't a fan. And then I sold it, and then literally 2 days later, Verizon had my Galaxy Nexus here for me. So then I got to use that one, and I actually really liked it. And I think it was the additional thickness, but I only had that one for I only had that one for a week, and so now that one's gone, and I'm missing the Nexus again. I call this the curse of the Nexus. Actually, that's a term dubbed by my wife. She's like, "You're going to buy another one. You know you're going to." And then, of course, Jerry had to post something yesterday morning.
Oh, you ordered one of those?
Of course, I did.
One of those like daily deal sites.
Yeah.
What, $550? And I ordered one as well. And if it gets here, then we'll give it away.
So oh, I guys, order from that company all the time. It'll get there, but it's slow. I'm hooked on that deal a day stuff.
Well, we've ordered one, so we'll see. So Mickey has ordered another, huh?
I ordered another one, and I don't even know why. I didn't even want to order it. It was just it was like 5 in the morning my time, and I was like, holy cow, $550, I have to do that. I ran into the bedroom, grabbed my wallet, came in, ordered it, and I went, what am I doing? And then I was like, okay, well, whatever. It wasn't all that much. And then, of course, the funniest thing about this is when I bought this first one, for those that follow the Cell Phone Junkie, I went out and activated T-Mobile on one of the Walmart plans, this $30 plan that gives you 5 gigs of 4G data and unlimited texting and 100 minutes. It's a really good plan if you don't do a lot of voice calling. Anyway, so that expired today, by the way. That month since I got that expired today. And I was like, well, should I keep it? Should I not keep it? And then, of course, I ordered this next Nexus. So now I renewed it, but I'm not going to have the Nexus in time for CES, which I don't know if that makes any difference at all. But so I've got this, you know, this other T-Mobile plan now. I don't know what that has to do with anything, but it's funny because I've got the service on T-Mobile when I'm not really even using it right now, and it's prepaid. I paid for another month. I wouldn't have had to, but I said, well, I'm going to get another Nexus. So there you go.
So the GSM one that much? You said you didn't like it because it was too big, and then you tried the Verizon one; it was fine.
It really does feel different. Like the GSM one almost feels lanky.
Yeah.
Like it's too skinny, and you know you never think you'd say that about a phone, especially when you've got something like the Droid Razr that's even better. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, there's something about the. I'm not sure where I threw the Verizon one. You know, there's something about the Verizon one that just feels a little better because it's here it is. And, you know, it's just a little more bulbous here on the bay. It's got a little more ass to it, and it works. Mm-hmm. And when you put the extended battery on it, it's even better.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, it's, you know.
I'm a big fan.
I really
of
like the way it feels in the hands. I think it's a nice size.
It is, and that's the difference. The GSM one, the HSPA Plus one, is not. It doesn't. It like Phil says, it's almost like it's lanky. It's just it's too thin. But I don't know. I don't know how I'm gonna get around this. But other than it was a good deal. You know, actually, you know how I justified it in my mind is that it was basically the same price as what we bought the original Nexus ones for, And to me, that was like, okay, this is now, we're down to the price that actually makes sense. So I was okay with that. And the funny thing is I'm going to get this. I'm not going to like it any better, you know? But so anyway, so give this 2 weeks and Jerry, I'll have one for sale. I'll give you a deal.
Yep, I'll be calling you in a couple weeks.
There you go.
So what are you going to do with it, Mickey? you're not really much of a hacker or anything like that, right? One thing I thought was interesting about you is I think you represent more of a general consumer. You're not really an iPhone fanboy. You're not an Android fanboy. You sort of have this kind of general consumer, you know, outlook on things. And I thought that was pretty interesting.
Your problem buying phones.
Yes, he has that as well.
Yeah, and collecting old phones. The pile that I have is just getting ridiculous. Thank you, Renee. You know, my thing is I think I try so many different ones and I use the different operating systems so much that I never really get hooked onto any particular one. I do skew a lot to the iOS, and I don't know what it is about it. Maybe because I don't have to think about it all that much. You know, and I've talked about my interest in BlackBerries too, but Android just keeps coming back just because, I mean, if nothing else, the market share that's there is just amazing. And, you know, it's like, if half of the smartphone users in the country are using it, it can't be all bad, you know? And with ICS, they totally took it up another notch. And I really liked ICS. In fact, I've been on a mission since I sold it to find a Galaxy S, or Nexus S, excuse me. And I actually did find one over in the UK that was, you could buy it for £200. And which I did the math and I was like, well, it's actually not that great of a deal because the dollar stinks right now. But then of course the shipping is ridiculous. So it kind of didn't make sense, but I was trying to find one of those and then to be able to get ICS on that. And then of course this deal came up and it's kind of the way I feel about the iPads and people that are going out to buy an iPad. They're like, well, I can get the first generation iPad for only, you know, $325 or whatever, you know, which is almost $200 cheaper than the original one. And to them, I still say, spend the extra $200 and get the new one because you're not going to be happy with this older one. It's so much better, this new one. And that's kind of how I felt with this Nexus. Now, you said I don't hack, I don't root or anything like that. I actually have been following some of these programs that are out there now, these like one-click rooting of the Nexus. And I may try it, but I don't know what I'm going to do with it after that. What is it going to give me? What,
yeah. You
know, I'm such a vanilla guy. I barely install applications as it is. I look for very specific things, and once I find them, then I'm good. I mean, I use like two home screens is all on most of my phones, so I don't know.
I've been kind of thinking the same thing. It's pretty good out of the box. There's really not a lot that I want to do with it.
Yeah, and they did a really nice job. I'm telling you, if nothing else, what Android brought or what ICS brought to Android with that data usage section where you can go in and you can track your data use and you can see what's using data and restrict things. And it's amazing. It feels like 2012. That needs to be in every mobile operating system now. And it was so kind of like this, oh, we got this kind of cool feature. They slid into the keynote. And with everybody out there that's on these 2 and, you know, even the 4 gig data plans now, this is huge to be able to track that stuff really closely.
Can't wait to see what we can do with that when we get to Barcelona.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's coming. God, that's coming up too. That's 2 months away. Yikes! Yikes! So what else is coming from CES? I keep seeing all these CES previews, and they all kind of say the same thing. They're like, "Yeah, there are going to be a lot of TVs and a lot of cameras and a lot of Android," and nobody knows. I mean, same things every year, just newer, faster, and shinier. I think we know we're going to see some phones. I think we know it's odd. So, I mean, CES is different than something like Mobile World Congress where it's all just mobile. AT&T on Monday has its developer conference and Jared DePayne's going to hang out there. And I think we've got somebody else going too. And so I think we're pretty sure we're getting the Samsung Galaxy Note. That's been kind of confirmed twice now, most recently in, oh my God, if for those of you who have never been to CES, you have no idea just the amount of spam we get, right? And just emails from all these companies. And I feel sorry for having to send them out. But so buried in one today is a confirmation from a case manufacturer. And so I think we're definitely seeing that. Was there an LG phone that we know we're getting to? There was something else on AT&T. I forget what. Anybody?
No?
Tablet.
Tablet, that was it, yeah. Yeah, Pantech tablet.
Pantech, that's right, yeah.
It's not waterproof. I wish people wouldn't say it's waterproof. I know
water resistant.
Said it's water resistant. Yep. Yeah, whatever. What else?
You think there'll be as many tablets this year? There's like 100 of them last year.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean,
yeah, more. The other thing there'll be more. Is,
you see posts that, hey, this no-name company is coming out with a tablet. Well, good for them. I mean, Corey, you saw it last year.
Yeah, it was nuts.
Mickey, you've seen it. I mean, I think we covered like Kodak tablets last year just because they were there. Mm-hmm. And I hate to call them out by name, but there's a lot of crap there. And you can, you know, spend all day playing with that stuff, and it's just horrible. Jerry, we sent that $99 tablet to Jerry, the MIPS Novo 7.
Yeah.
and it was like an engineering model, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it came with a note in the box that because we wanted to get it to you as fast as we could, there's a not very good software on it, but we'll have something you can download soon.
and you can't even sideload or install anything.
No, I had to monkey with it just to get it so we could see anything in the market.
Yikes.
I think there's actually three other kind of keystone things we're going to see on the Android side. Number one, the Droid 4. I'm expecting it to come out. I don't know why.
Yeah, maybe.
But I mean, I feel like Verizon's going, I mean, they've got such a mature LTE network now, they're going to come out with this. What was the Revolution thing that just came out today, that Revolution replacement, the Spectrum?
Yeah.
I guess it wasn't today. But this is, you know, they're expected to be out in the next couple of weeks. I think that'll be there. I think the Droid 4 will be there. Sony Ericsson with the Xperia Arc HD, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then also, what is Intel going to do? Whatever it is on this Medfield platform, it's going to be running Android. You know it is.
That's a big deal. Yeah,
probably.
That's a big deal. We'll be at their press conference, and then there's something else later in the day. I forget what. Intel, and then Sprint. You know, again, Sprint mentioned Intel and their stuff, and that could just be a timing thing. Don't know. But, so the Intel presser is Monday morning, and I thought they had something. Oh, the keynote is on Tuesday. That's what it is. So one of those might well be Windows 8 stuff. I'm not sure which. The keynote might be Windows 8. That wouldn't surprise me. Or maybe vice versa. I don't know. Yeah, Intel is going to be a big deal. Google TV kind of came back today. Where did that come from? I thought it was dead. And sure enough, it's not. LG unveiled a new Google TV. It looks kind of slick. I like. Google TV is moving to the Marvell processors, right?
Yep.
Moving to ARM. Yep. Jerry, explain the difference between ARM and Atom, will you? Because right now it's all Atom-based, right? Like a netbook.
Yeah, I mean, it's different chip architecture. The easiest way to explain it is the Transformer Prime has a sizzling hot CPU in it that runs the ARM platform. The best thing that Intel right now has that's even semi-mobile is the Atom that's in that old $160 netbook you can buy at Walmart. Mm-hmm. So compare the performance, and that's why my Logitech review lags when I play Angry Birds. They're just not there yet. Now, you know, Intel's going to bounce back. They have ups and downs, and I don't want anybody not to look forward to this x86 Android project because that's probably going to be really cool. But right now, ARM just outperforms them.
So that's going to be interesting. I mean, I thought they were done. What else? Samsung, Sony, Vizio, MediaTek.
Yep. I can't wait until Verizon Fios DVR set-top box is made by Motorola and runs Google TV.
Right. I still have cable, and I would love to have something like this that actually works.
Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to give up hope until I see one of those, and let's hope that they don't forget about the other consumer models if they get tied in too tight with television operators.
Yeah, I don't want to buy a whole new TV. I mean, I guess I kind of could use one here in my office, which is totally not my bedroom, really. Sigh. I am such a cliche. It's not my fault. I had another kid. I only have so many rooms in the house. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to buy another TV. I'm not going to do it. I might do it. If it's good Google TV, I might. But yeah.
We went out and bought a new TV just a week before Sony announced they were going to be making Google TV.
Oh, that's right. I remember that.
Yeah, so I'm kind of stuck with what I've got for at least another year or two.
So Google TV, tablets, phones. I don't know of too much other craziness. I think we're going to have some process. I'm just looking at my calendar here because that's kind of the best way to kind of figure it out.
Processor stuff, you were going to say?
Yeah, processor stuff. I got a meeting with Qualcomm, meeting with Samsung. I'm going to go to the Nokia stuff, I think. I think HTC has some, and Nokia and HTC have some interesting Windows phone, and I'm interested to see it. I haven't gotten to play with those new Nokia phones yet. So I really want to check them out and see how they kind of stand up. And I'm hoping HTC does more on both ends. And I mean, obviously, they're going to do more in 2012. But I would just, man, just too many HTC phones in 2011. By the end of it, you're just like... And I love HTC. I do. But, geez, just, I mean, we talked about this last time, right? Just after review, it was enough. You think NFC is going to pick up any in 2012?
I do. Absolutely.
Can't get any worse.
Yeah. I think we're going to see more devices showing up with it, and the vendors are going to start to use it in some, you know, interesting and intriguing ways. And we've got the Olympics coming up, and I don't know if I said it on this show or if it was on TCPJ, but I think the Olympics is about the time we're going to see this stuff take off.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what it is, but I think ISIS is going to have a big push around that time. Mm-hmm. So
I really hate seeing it, you know, take standards to do it, but
yep.
Sigh. What else? Are we done? I don't mind knocking off early.
How about car stuff? I love in-vehicle technology.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, you know who's going to show something? I love Gmail. Cause, well, yeah. but no, I mean, the email I got, Cadillac is going to show
Cadillac
off their
OnStar.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So Cadillac OnStar, and a lot of this I think I've seen already. Some of it I might not have. I don't even think I RSVP'd for it because I saw a Cadillac Q in San Diego when they announced it. But they were doing something else. I think they have like an Android-specific thing. They're still calling it a preview. So I don't know. I mean, they're always doing really cool stuff. I've been so just impressed by GM and what's been going on.
I have a question.
Yes.
If GM puts Android as, you know, an onboard system for their cars,
right,
and it tracks your location, is that good or bad?
Depends on who you ask.
Yep, but it's something for people to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, carry on. I just, you know.
Well, I mean, when you use
these
OnStar,
things end up in my head, they have to come out.
No, it has nothing to do with Android, right? When you use OnStar, you know they know where you are. In fact, I've seen, I don't think I took a picture of it. When I was in the OnStar command center, that's what they call it, in Detroit. So they have like a big glassed-in area with a bunch of people sitting at consoles, almost like a NASA room, right? And they have a map of the U.S. and lights where calls are coming in from. It took me a second to, I was like, damn, the East Coast sure has a lot more cars than the West Coast. And it took me a minute to realize that the West Coast was still asleep. so, no, I mean, they obviously know exactly where you are. They know it for search. They know it for triangulation. You know, it has GPS in it. It knows where you are. I think, does anyone who buys a car with navigation think people can't track you in it?
I don't know.
Better not.
I just know that's a really hot topic right now, and I'm wondering...
Nah.
Just how we're going to differentiate what's good and what's bad.
Well, they'll just have to get over it. Sorry. Yeah, I mean, there's going to be more stereos, I think, which is cool. I want to find some really weird stuff.
Oh, I'm sure that'll be there.
Yeah, refrigerators, microwaves. They'll be there. Android-powered booth babes.
I hope there's a Sony robotic pet that runs Android of some sort.
I'm sure there is. I'm sure there is. Oh, hey, you know what else we found out today? Not really CES-related. But if you remember Omar Khan, one of the big engineers from Samsung, and then Kim Titus, who was head of corporate PR here in the States, they kind of left just about the same time almost. A couple months ago, they showed up running a mobile security company. So I need to drop them a line, but I got email from them today. So that's I don't know where I stand on the mobile security thing. On one hand, like, it's kind of self-serving when you get these emails that say, you know, from a mobile security company saying, you know, you're going to be need to be more vigilant than ever in 2012. It's like, well, what else are you going to say? never mind. We'll catch up with you in 2013. We're good. I don't know. But that was interesting to see where they popped up. I don't know. That's it. To everybody listening to the sound of my voice, I guess, see you in Las Vegas. We hit the ground running lunchtime Sunday. So if you haven't already, check out androidcentral.com/CES2012, CES2012. We'll have everything aggregated on there, and we'll bump the good stuff up to the top, and everything will be on the homepage, obviously. We'll be doing podcasts from Vegas. I'm sure we'll drag Mickey into it. Since you and Joey both going to be there, Mickey?
We'll be there, and we'll be the ones that'll be driving that bus. I don't care what you guys want to do. We'll be podcasting.
You're bringing a bus?
Well, yeah, yes. A bus full of microphones. That was cool. Oh, I got you. Sorry.
Yes, Corey. Never mind.
Well, you know, who knows?
All right. Well, chat room, I know we're cutting it short, but we're going to make up for it next week. I promise. It's going to be insane. I can't wait. You guys, send us your emails. Send us your voicemails. Mickey, take us home.
If you have any questions or comments for us, there's a number of ways you can get in touch with us. I don't have any of this pulled up, so I can't even tell you what it is. But there's probably a phone number you can call, and there's an email address you can write to us at. But really, the best way is to go over to androidcentral.com and just follow everything we do over there. That's all I got. I'm sorry.
Podcast at androidcentral.com.
There you go. 888-468-6158. There you go.
There you go. I told you it's a silly season. It's going to get worse before it gets better. But we're doing it for you guys. And next week, when I have like 5 and 6 bags under my eyes and they're bloodshot and I look like I haven't shaved, all right, well, that'll look normal. It's going to be bad. Can't wait. I'm so excited. Yay! All right, everybody. See you from Vegas. Later.